Greetings. We are Simeon, the Evolutionary Collective. We come to you from a seventh dimensional perspective, if you were to put it into your language of terminology with numbers. And this is an area of being of creation. We move below and above and beyond this number of dimensional reality. However, this is the symbolic representation of the level of creation in your sphere of the universe. So we speak with you with this understanding of the numeral seven as it is relayed in your universe. The most important thing that we can be relaying to you at this time is your understanding that your soul purpose needs to be activated at this time. You all know this to be true. And we will assist you along with all of your personal guides, which we are asking to attend. And we request also that you do the same, that you ask for your personal guides to attend you, because you will walk out of here with them with a deeper connection that will allow you to strengthen that soul bond so that you may continue to activate that level of yourself so that your soul will become your governing force. So we are being attended by many types of beings. There are several of you in this room that come from various other dimensional realities in your highest soul level. And so there are beings from other dimensions that are, you may call extraterrestrial beings, you may know them as. However, we see everything as connected and we are one giant galactic family. So do understand this, that you have a certain perspective, and that perspective is much different than the rest of the universe at this time, the perspective that you have now in your three-dimensional reality. So now you must raise your mind above this, allow your soul to make that connection with its higher self and these guides from many realms that are here to help you in activating this connection for yourself. This is in a very important time, as you know, all of you here, that you are living within. And you came here to enact a certain role. And there is no time to pretend that you don't know what that is anymore, because all of you do know. Each one of you has the ability to have the knowing of your soul's purpose within you. We wish you to imagine that you have a beam of white light that is reaching into the universe through your crown chakra, down through all of your chakra systems and into the earth and connecting you with the core of the earth. You will need to do this in order to ground yourself, because as you experience this, the connection with that higher soul aspect of yourself, you can tend to feel a little off planet. So it's an important for you to continue to ground yourself as you're experiencing this. And we are seeing right now, so that you get a perspective of how it is viewed from our point of view, we see many energetic beings now attending each of you and transmitting energy through that opening that you have just created in your visualization. And all you need is a visualization with the intention, you see, with that intention to make that connection. And as you do so, you are allowing your higher aspect to attend you. And in doing so, there is not only an energetic opening, but this energetic opening actually changes your physical form, because you are allowing, when you do this, your soul to be in charge, and you are letting go of the need for your identity to be in charge. So it sounds as though it's a symbolic gesture, but when you make that intention, you are creating this reality within you. And there is nothing more important at this stage of development for humanity than to make this connection and to begin living from that soul-centric point of view. A soul-centric point of view makes you an observer instead of a reactor. It puts you in touch with your multidimensional self so that you may see beyond your limits of time and space. And when you do this, you put yourself in the right time and place for any situation. And you will find that the synchronicities are rapidly increasing as you do this. So as you are making this intention, it is occurring right now that your soul is tapping into that intention. Your higher soul and all of the multidimensional aspects of yourself which exist in various dimensional realities. And there are many of you in the room that are actually earth-born souls that were developed from the earth in her initial creation. And you are at the point of your evolutionary leap. And there are many to assist you in doing that. And your higher soul aspect has lived many lives and is completely aware of all of these lives. And by tapping into that aspect, your higher aspect of your soul. Now we say higher, and we know that this terminology is extremely limiting, as there really is no such thing as higher or lower. It's just that it seems to be easier for you to understand, for some reason, that you have to have things up and down, and this is your three-dimensional perspective, we understand. But if you can raise yourself beyond that thinking, and understand, of course, that you are all pure light energy. Everything in the universe is made up of this light energy. And if you can walk through your daily existence with this thought in your mind, and if you can take your awareness out of your constant attention to your physical and your egocentricity, and bring that awareness, and imagine this precisely at this moment, to take your awareness out of your physical self and out of your emotional body and your thoughts, and bring it above your head so that you are looking and you are perceiving the world from outside of what you think is you. And this is an exercise that can help you to transcend the constant thought that you are contained in your bodies, and that you are contained separate from one another, and that you are contained on this planet, because there's actually nothing contained about your soul. And as you are moving into this next dimensional octave, and you are becoming more aware beings at that soul level, and you will be seeing more and feeling more and sensing from a much wider perspective. This is your soul taking charge, and your soul will then be able to see and dictate what the rest of your being is experiencing with this heightened awareness. And this is what humanity is ready to experience. And as you experience yourself from a soul-centered perspective, your world opens up. And it's not that you are literally moving into another reality, but that you are experiencing your reality from a higher perspective of awareness. You see, so. And this is a topic of a lot of conversation now, because what does this mean to be moving into another dimension? Really, we are all in the same space and time, as energy, and the consciousness itself does not take up space or time. In this reality, you experience it as such. But as you are moving into a lighter frequency of awareness, you will be able to see beyond that limitation and recognize the unity that exists within each of you. And if you can take a moment and part of your activation in receiving for this process of evolving into this next awareness is that you understand and can actually feel the interconnectedness of everything. And so if you can take even a moment now to feel the interconnectedness of yourself with every other being around you, and not just the human beings, but the physical objects and the light beings that are surrounding you presently, and your higher soul. If you can for a moment imagine that it is all one, and there is a connection between all, and that your consciousness is an expression of the multiplicity that exists in the universe of consciousness. And as we speak, we are infusing a vast amount of energy into your systems and surrounding your auras with a certain energetic vibration. And you can tap into this feeling of this vibration later on by remembering this moment and the energy that you feel. And this is just can act as a reminder to that you are here to activate that soul purpose in you. That each of you came to do a particular task and have a particular way of being, of expression. And each of you is unique, yet you are all one. And this seems as a dichotomy to many of you, that how can that be? How can we be unique if we are all actually one? And this is your mystery. But as you are one consciousness, you are expressing in a multitude of ways. You understand? And as each of you expresses your particular way of being from your soul, that energy is shared with the other. And then there is a transference of energy. And this is the way the universe works. There is a constant giving and receiving of energy. When it is coming from your soul and when you are giving of your energetic soul, and you are in that true state of giving from your soul, and the others around you are in the true state of receiving, and in receiving you are also giving. There cannot be any giving without receiving. Every time you have a conversation with somebody, you look in their eyes or you glance their way or you have a thought about them, you are having an energetic exchange. And what you are here to do is make that energetic exchange as deep and profound as you possibly can, because you are coming from your true soul center. In your society as it has developed, there has been a disconnection and a disjoining, if you will, of the various parts of your being. And it is time now to integrate those aspects of yourself, and the most important being that higher multidimensional soul. And this alone may be your entire focus. And as you focus on that intention, all of the avenues will open to you. And you will be able to relay this from your heart. And you will have a certain knowing, a complete knowing about what it is, where you need to be, when you need to be there, and who you need to be with, and how it needs to be said from your soul. There are multitudes of beings here right now, and we would just like to express to you some of them. so that you have an idea of the vastness of your soul connections. There are those of you in the room that are connected to the Arcturians, and there are those of you that are connected to Pleiadian beings, and there are Zeta Reticulan beings in this room, and there are certain reptilian beings in this room. All of these beings are of a positive nature. You understand? All of these are a unified beings with the galactic family. All are here to assist humanity in this process. There are beings from galaxies far, far away, as you might say in your understanding. But energetically, they can be here with you, and they are here with you to assist in this process. So as you are sitting in your chairs, you are having experiences elsewhere. And many of you are experiencing much of this in your dream states, and this is becoming increasingly active at this time because the energy is deepening and intensifying. And this is an extremely important year for this intensity, because this has been, last year was, in your terms of time, was a turning point for many. And all of you that are in this room have decided to be moving forward with planet Earth. That has already been decided in every one of your souls. And many of you are just uncertain about, okay, what does that mean now? The meaning is there for you in every moment. And we wish to express also that you see the meaning in every moment. As from our perspective, every single second of your experience has a particular meaning. And you can glean something from that, or you can get wrapped up in how you perceive it from your limited point of view from Earth. Or you can take that thought, that moment, and bring it to your soul level and take that higher view, and it will change everything in that moment. And if you keep adding up these moments of perception from a soul level, soon you will begin to see that you are living a soul-centric life. And this is what you all long for. This is the complete fulfillment of your soul, of your mission here on Earth. And it happens in every single moment that you choose, the way you choose to be in that moment. And each moment in your life can be a meditation. And you could have split-second meditations at any time during your day by changing your perspective from your egocentric view to your soul-centric view. This is a choice that you make as conscious beings. And you should know that you are attended by many. There are many to assist. And we notice that so many of you forget to ask for assistance. This is not asking for something from outside of you in actuality. You are asking for your own soul assistance and its connection with all of the beings in its soul family. So if you can remind yourselves in this world of your deeper connection, your heightened connection in the universe, and have it as a second meditation anytime during the day, remind yourself of this, and you will be able to fulfill that mission. And together, as each of you plays your part in the puzzle, you are becoming an evolved species on planet Earth, and you are raising the planet to her next level. And the experience that you will have in this new reality will be the ultimate of all of your dreams. All of your souls are longing for this experience. And you all know it is possible, and all you need to do is intend to be there. Intend every day of your life to be living from a soul-centric point of view. This means stepping outside of what you think your identity is. Your entire existence is actually an illusion. An illusion, however, that is filled with meaning. Meaning that you have each created. Created individually and created en masse. So where would you like to take that? Where would you like to go with that creation? Where do you want to take this illusion of consciousness? It is time for humanity to recognize the power that they have in their consciousness. As you do so, you are elevating the entire race of species and the planet herself into this new world. It's not as complicated as you all make it. You want to have methods and systems and the 10 top list of how to do it. None of this is necessary, because none of it has any meaning until you make it meaningful, until you put your intention in it. So whatever method you would like to use, whatever works for you, whatever feels right, is fine. There is no one good way, one better than the other. What is best is what is for you and where your intentions are, and that will be your power. Your power comes solely from your intention, your consciousness. Know this to be true. So when you confront something and the multitude of ideas that come your way, center yourself and ask your soul. The answers are not going to come from outside. Ask what you would intend for this method. Because it's not what the method has to give you, it's what you intend for the method to give you. This is where the importance lies. And in anything that you endeavor upon, the most important consideration is, where is my energy coming from? What is the frequency that am I emitting? And that frequency that you are emitting is dependent on where your intention is. Are you emitting an energetic frequency of greed when you desire something? Or are you emitting a frequency of love and giving and sharing? They're two very different frequencies. That is what you need to be focusing on, is where is the frequency of your intention? Let go of the detail of the illusion and focus back on, where is my frequency? What frequency am I radiating in this intention? This is your sole concern. And if you can remind yourself of this in every moment, whenever there's something around you that appears to be quite a challenge, and there'll be challenges on many levels, the physical and your emotional and your mental experiences, if you can take any of that challenge from any of those levels and raise your vibration in your attention to above your physical being and bring it to your soul being, you will find that it changes. It changes the entire event. And you will immediately see it as something entirely different than what you thought it was. And we understand that you tend to get rather wrapped into all of these reactions to what you think is real. None of it is real. What is real is what you believe is real. What you feel is real. What you intend is real. And this has been a collective creation of what you believe is real in your world. And you all play a significant part in that. We remind you of that because so many of you think that you are so small. and do not recognize is that you are each extremely vast, because you are each so connected to everything around you. Not just on this planet, as you have said. So there is actually much going on in this room right now with your energetic bodies. Because you are open at this moment, and as you open yourself, you are allowing your higher aspects to come and work with you. And they work with you energetically as you ask. And they will do so at any moment. It is the asking that they wish for, as it is your choice, always, as to what you would like to do in your universe. And if you intend to make that connection and to allow your higher aspects to work with you energetically, this is what you will experience. And many of you will, when you allow this, you will actually feel many energetic flurries, if you will, happening in your aura. And internally into your what you perceive as your physicalness. And they actually are affecting this aspect of yourself. Energetically is affecting your very DNA. And infecting this DNA, it is changing your beingness on this world, in this world. And this is all occurring because of your conscious intention. And as each of you does this, you are changing the entire race of beings that you call human. And this then is an evolving expression on this planet. And you are all an important part of that evolving expression of being. We are connecting with each of your higher aspects presently. And we are infusing our added energetic frequency to assist you in opening to your higher selves and recognizing that frequency, that energy of your soul. So right now we are spilling energy force into your aura to assist in this process. And you can actually use the same visualization of energy flowing down as rain or sparkles or whatever works for you into your aura. And this is will be a connection to us and a calling for us to assist you in that activation and connection with your higher soul. So relax and allow this experience. And we wish to bless all of you with our vibrant frequency of light. And may you know that this aspect is of you, that we are all connected, we are all one. Nothing is separate, and certainly your higher soul and your soul mission is not something you need to go find. It is within you. You know it. And you are it. And all you need to do is merely intend and allow. With a little assistance from your friends. And with that, we wish that you intend at this moment to make your connection with your soul from this day forward to live your soul-centric life, to allow your soul to govern your ego instead of the other way around, and that you move forward, and as you flow into this experience of this event, that you allow your soul to guide you to the knowing that will most be most comfortable and assist you in the best possible way. And that you connect with the souls that are also in your soul group. And a lot of this is happening right now. So this is an opportunity for you to also connect with many of your soul group. So enjoy this experience. And we wish you very well in all of your endeavors. And congratulations for making it through this very intense time on Earth.